You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dodgers, Jays, what a game. I was just reading Bob Nightingale had a report. He's there, and he said they just asked John Schneider in his pregame press conference if they will walk Shohei Ohtani to lead off the game. And he said, we haven't decided yet.
Yeah. Because the interview I saw, you know, he was going through it, and he said, we thought we had a plan, and you know, we thought we made some good pitches, and he said, but enough's enough, and we're done dealing with him. And when asked, does that continue for the rest of the series, Schneider just said, yeah. So I don't know if that means the leadoff batter, but it sounds like, again, they have just had enough's enough. And well, the only other player I've seen this is Barry Bonds.
Big Head Bonds.
Yes.
Yeah, Big Head Bonds had this. Well,
at one point, Barry Bonds was walked with the bases loaded.
Yeah, so Ohtani had that first home run against Scherzer. Because something tells me Max Scherzer will not intentionally walk Shohei Ohtani, right? It's like, I'm going to get his ass out.
There's a source of pride.
So Scherzer was trying to work him, and you could see what he was trying to do. Yeah. And I have not had this feeling about a player or an at-bat since watching Big Head Bonds. Yeah. That in that at-bat, and I was watching intently, there was nowhere Max Scherzer was going to put that ball that Shohei wasn't going to tag it. Yeah. I have never had that feeling since Bonds. It's really incredible. And then, of course, he hit a home run off of him. Yeah. So he had two options. Walk him, just nibble and just stay away, or try to get him out. If you try to get him out, he is going to... Like Scherzer, Max Scherzer's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. There was nothing he could do. Yeah. So, and that was in... I think that was in the second inning or whatever.
Yeah, it was early on.
So Shohei had hit another home run.
And two doubles.
So I totally understand where PMB is coming from, I call John Schneider PMB because he has a perfectly manicured beard that, have you noticed, never changes.
No. I think that's a daily lineup sort of thing.
Somebody helps him with that every day. Yeah.
Usually these teams have barbers, right?
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it too where barbers will use it's like a stencil they'll put on the side of your...
He is tight with that beard.
That thing is well put together.
And so I don't blame him. My ire comes from... That's just really bad for the sport.
Yeah.
You have one of the best baseball games that we have seen in a long time. Like, you don't often get your sport to showcase in that way, right? That just captivates people with a player who captivates people. We have not seen a player like Shohei Ohtani since Babe Ruth. Dude, it is, you can't even put into words what Shohei Ohtani is doing. Yeah. They showed a stat last night that said in his last seven at-bats before they started walking him at Dodger Stadium, he was 7-for-7 with 5 effing home runs. Yeah. Everybody that was watching that game, not only was it a great game and it's the biggest stage, everybody was watching for Shohei Ohtani to come up next. Yeah. Like, Shohei was always looming. Yeah. It's like every time you looked at a hitter, you were like, oh, Muncy, okay, Shohei's 4 away or 5 away. Everybody. And then at that moment to have the Blue Jays, and again, I don't blame the Blue Jays as much. I get it, dude. They probably should have walked him in the seventh. But that is so bad for your sport that the rest of the game now, they took the best element out of the game.
And to be fair to Schneider, it worked. They were never burned by it.
No, but they were in the seventh. Like, you could argue that he should have done that in the seventh.
Yes.
And so it didn't work until it was too late. Yeah. Again, I don't blame the Blue Jays. I just think that's something baseball is going to have a problem with. Yeah. That there, in what other sport can you just say, you know what, we're just not going to deal with your best
player? Well, it's kind of the equivalent of when the NBA had the hack of Shaq.
Right? A little bit.
A little bit like that. And I know you have to go to the free throw line, but it's...
But nobody cares about watching free throws. Everyone is sitting around their television watching Shohei Ohtani bat.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Yeah. And they just... And it's he, bad, there man. Was no hesitation. He just holds up the four fingers. And even when they did pitch to him, they didn't pitch to him.
No.
When they decided they were going to throw to him, I was like, oh my God, here it goes. And same thing. I'm like, here comes the home run. And yet when they went out to the mound and had the little conference, I was like, this is, you will put one nowhere near the plate. And every one of those was at his shoes.
Well, I've heard people suggest that you should be able to limit intentional walks.
Yeah, one, you know, you can.
But how?
Exactly. It's like, okay, so we've already intentionally walked him once. Now we have to pitch to him. Well, then what's to stop them from throwing four balls in the dirt or just beaning him?
You can't tell a pitcher they have to throw.
And that's
over
essentially
the plate.
That's what stupid. They did. They intentionally walked him again. They just didn't do it. They just threw it at his shoes.
Well, they had the lefty on lefty.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe, because I looked back on it or watched it again this morning, and I thought maybe they were going to pitch. And maybe they were trying. Like, I guess that's the other thing. If you're the Blue Jays, how do your pitchers feel about this? Like, Shohei is awesome. He rakes. Yeah. He's not freaking God.
Yeah.
Like, these pitchers are...
It is known that Jesus can't hit the curveball, though. So just saying. you throw him the break and
but
stuff.
I mean, like, what was Shohei's batting average this year?
Oh, 289, something like that, 270.
Yeah. Coming into the series, wasn't he like 215 in the postseason? Hold on. So my point is, if I'm a Blue Jays pitcher, I'm looking at Schneider going, dude, there's not one guy who wants to just go up there and attack that guy and try to get him out. It's not like you can't.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that bothers me a little bit is like, it's just kind of, I wouldn't call it cowardly. I get it as a strategy. It just rubs me the wrong way that one, it does that to the game. And two, you don't have a staff that of anyone that you think can get him out. Give me a break.
Well, there's an idea of, you know, going into it, remember earlier in the postseason, he took batting practice for the first time and people were making fun of him because I guess he doesn't do it. And so
he doesn't take BP?
Yeah, he doesn't take BP. He took BP for like the first time.
He doesn't need it.
He doesn't do it. So like he took it and then he hit a home run. And it's good. Yeah. Cause he was kind of sloughing off a little bit this postseason. But when a guy's on a heater, I mean, there's a difference between over the course of 162 games and what he's been doing. And yes, if that guy is murdering you to the tune of 4-for-4, and the only reason the Dodgers are in the game is because of him, I understand why you do it. Now, going forward, doing it every game, that seems a bit ridiculous.
But with no one on, like in extra innings where one run and you're dead and no one's on.
But I guess the difference is,
one's out. By the way, he's almost instant double.
Yes.
I thought John Schneider had a bad night because they took Kirk out of the game.
Yeah.
Kirk threw him out. The first time they intentionally walked Ohtani, Kirk freaking lasered him out.
But he didn't throw him out. Ohtani was safe. He just went off the bat.
But that was a great throw.
Yeah, it was.
And so at least what I'm saying is Kirk gives you a chance to make that not an automatic double, whereas the other catcher does not. Yeah. So you intentionally walk Shohei, and he didn't try to steal the rest of the times he was intentionally walked.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But if you do, he's almost instant. That's almost an instant double.
I'd just say Schneider was never burned by it. And so that probably only reinforces that he made the right decision because no one behind him did anything until Freddie Freeman. And that wasn't because you walked Ohtani. You can say Schneider had a bad night. The difference was Schneider was trying to win the game. I thought Roberts at times necessarily wasn't, except when they brought in Rojas to do the bunt thing. But Schneider was clearly trying to end it at a specific time and was managing that way.
Well, because, I don't know why.
At the end of the game, that's why their lineup was all jumbled and Dodgers still had their lineup.
Exactly, and I thought that was a mistake. Like, again, I thought he made a lot of mistakes. So Schneider, I mean, if you say it didn't burn him, it did burn him. It burned him in the seventh inning. He should have done it sooner. That's one thing. But, again, I'm also the one arguing for him not to do it. But I'm not saying, again, I'm not blaming the Blue Jays for doing it. I just don't like what it does to the product.
Sure.
It's two different things. Hold on.
Yeah.
So I thought the other things that Schneider did that sucked, I thought Chris Bassitt looked great. And Chris Bassitt is a starter. You're in a marathon with a great lineup. Why did Chris Bassitt get pulled after one inning?
Don't know.
That makes no sense.
I don't think anyone thought that thing was going 18 with those offenses.
Well, but you have to plan. Like, that's what Roberts was doing. Roberts was planning, although he kind of got screwed at the end. He had to throw Klein.
Four innings.
Former Mariner, by the way, this year.
Yeah. They threw him 72. He threw 72 pitches.
He had never thrown more. Insane. I don't think he had thrown more than 38.
But you got two guys out there in Lauer and Bassitt that will be able to stretch you a little bit. Yeah. And he pulled Bassitt after one inning. The other one was, I thought that was a mistake to pull Kirk. And again, all this is hindsight because they ended up losing the game. Yeah. It was a great game. You played the Dodgers toe-to-toe. Yeah. Sometimes legends just do legendary things, and that's what Ohtani was doing, and that's what Freddie Freeman did. And you throw your hands up.
And you had so many times, too. Edmonds throw, they get him at third. There were a couple defensive plays.
Well, and Vladdy's throw to get, I mean, that game, it was great ball. It was high level in all phases. It was big-time drama. How many guys were thrown out at home?
Yeah.
Well, three?
Yeah, at least two that
and
I can think of.
And two at third.
Yeah, there was two at third. I think there was two at home. The one, Teoscar Hernandez, the Freddie Freeman relay, he got that thing to Will Smith. Will Smith was surprised that it got there so fast.
And he played a great game. You know, how often do you see a relay throw to home and the catcher botches it?
Yeah.
Dude, Will Smith was money on right every there. One of those.
Yeah. I mean, it was, and you mentioned even the Kirk throw to get Ohtani at second. Now, Ohtani beat the throw, but he kind of came off the bag. And I don't remember if it was the shortstop or the second baseman was right there keeping the tag on him. It was such a well-played defensive game that thing could have ended a half a dozen times, and it didn't. Because,
well, it was a well-played offensive game, too.
Yes, it
and
was.
A well-pitched game. Yeah. Like, it was everything.
Well, for all of the crap that we give the Dodgers, my God, that bullpen, and I don't know, who was the Latino guy they brought in? I'd never heard of him before.
Yeah, the second-to-last guy?
Enriquez? Yeah, I didn't understand why they took him out of the game. Dude, that guy's out there, and this drives me crazy, and I get it. I'm not a baseball manager, but... Does your arm fall off after 40 pitches?
Only threw 30.
That guy is out there throwing 102 and dotting it.
Yeah.
Dotting it.
And I thought the same thing.
Why did you take him out? That guy looked amazing.
Well, maybe they have the numbers on, you know, how a guy does the next time through a lineup. You know, I mean, they know why they're doing these things. But yes, it is funny how, because the Royals and Mets in the World Series, we had a game like this.
Yes.
That went... I think
14 or 15.
And it's amazing how you get to that place and you realize, okay, this is about depth now.
Yeah.
And then I remember specifically sitting there going, oh, yes, Bartolo Colon's coming in.
Yeah.
We're going to win.
Because
we had, at that time, Chris Young was our long guy, and we were like, he was better than Bartolo Colon. Like, we got an edge here right now. You never felt that in that game.
No.
Because every arm they kept throwing, and they got past Kershaw. They didn't want to put Kershaw in the game.
He only pitched to one batter.
They didn't want to put him in.
Yeah.
The only reason he was on the roster is because that Vesia guy the other lefty, he had a family matter, so he's not on the roster.
Not on the roster.
So they ended up going to their second-to-last guy, and he looked as good as anybody in the game.
They look great.
And that's what's amazing about the Dodgers is I don't know where they got that guy. Maybe... He might have been with the Marlins. I think he was a trade.
The Enriquez guy or the Klein?
Enriquez.
Klein, yeah, because
Klein was a Mariner.
He was a Mariner. I had never heard of the other guy.
Klein for Tacoma this year had like a 7 ERA. Yeah. So it made what he did last night even more amazing.
And my man was out there just in a nice, cool, easy breeze. My dude was sweating bullets and his control was crap at the end and it didn't matter. Yeah. He was still out there grinding,
he
making
was about
pitches.
To, he yeah. was about to. I mean, he made that last pitch.
Yeah.
But he was about to.
Oh yeah,
balls
were going in the dirt, and I was like, "Oh boy!" That's where I thought. I'm like, "Well, here's the game. Here's where the Blue Jays blow it open." And he made one extra pitch.
Really quickly, so guys, just rounding out that Ohtani conversation too.
Yeah,
you want to pitch him on the edges, right? Well, that second home run, Sir Anthony Dominguez threw him one right down the middle. But that first one against Scherzer, that was like a 5 or 6 pitch at bat, and that home run pitch was inside and pretty damn high. So that was just a case of Ohtani being amazing. You want to throw that pitch. Like, I guarantee you Scherzer would be like, yeah, I made a great pitch and he beat me. That's
unsuckable.
Yeah, no, you walk him, apparently. Yeah.
But you gotta.
But I don't think you have to. I think that there are other teams that would not do it this way because they know that they have pitchers that can make better pitches to him. Yeah. I think it's a little bit of an indictment on their staff that they're handling him that way, particularly in extra innings with nobody on base ahead of him no outs.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if to lead off tonight Bieber walks him.
I would agree to.
And that's a Cy Young Award winner.
Yeah,
you know, you do that, and again, even if he damages you, it's one run, right? It's a leadoff guy.
But look, I mean, in the end, you're right. As well played as that game was, and that was a legit high level baseball game.
Yeah,
the Dodgers bullpen, which everyone says sucks, and
it does.
They're not wrong.
Yeah.
The Dodgers bullpen went 14 and a third innings and gave up one run.
They were amazing.
The Jays bats were that bad that they were just looking to like avoid double plays. Yeah. Like, they were that bad. Yeah. And that's another reason why I thought taking Kirk out was a mistake. Is like, outside of Vladdy, he's been your only guy.
He's your best player.
Hitting. So you got to give the Dodgers credit, dude. I don't know how anybody beats them when you've got, if your bullpen's pitching like that, like that's the one, that's where the Jays had them, right there. You get them into extras, you're deep into their bullpen. Dude, you've got to win that game because now you come around and you face Shohei, Snell, and Yamamoto.
Yeah.
So, and you're down, and you're in a hole.
Yeah.
So that was their chance, and they just didn't.
And you
get
wonder
it done.
Where emotionally where they're at after that too. It kind of felt like whoever wins that. I mean, you want to talk about a giant leg up with just the, you know, the
like
emotional,
a dream crusher.
Yeah,
game.
Dream crushers. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Two more in LA, and you know the thing you say about Ohtani is of the guys that are going on the mound, Ohtani is probably the one, if you're the Blue Jays, you feel best about.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How the hell is he gonna? That's another thing. It's like he makes my jaw hit the floor.
Yeah.
He just played 18 innings.
Yeah.
He reached base 9 times in the same game. And he's going to turn around in 12 hours and pitch.
Well, that was the interview. I don't know if you saw the interview afterwards.
Yeah, he said, I want to get to bed.
Yeah, he said, I just want to get to bed as fast as possible.
How long can he go? Like, what is he going to... If he shuts them out, I might just become a Dodger fan. I'm with BTJ. Like, just, I'm going to give up.
Ohtani jerseys for the whole studio.
Yes.
I'll bring hers in for you. You can wear it.
God, he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's
but fun. You're right. It's like... If the Jays are thinking one thing, it's like, hey, that guy,
yeah,
where he's at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
He played the whole game.
And he hasn't had the year. You know, it's been kind of spot duty for him. He was great the last start, but before that, it wasn't like it was completely lights out. So if you're the Jays, I think that's your you got to jump on him. You got to jump on him early and get into the bullpen that's worn down. This is your opportunity.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.